that afternoon and had finished surprisingly early.
Hi, Melanie Gold said suddenly across from him. I guess I'm early.
No, James answered. Everyone else is late. They were linked by the one thing they had in common, Augusta Hart. But Gus had not yet arrived, so they sat in the companionable awkwardness caused by knowing extremely private things about each other that had never been directly confided, but rather blurted by Gus Hart to her husband in bed or to Melanie over a cup of coffee. James cleared his throat.
What do you think? Should I give it all up? Become a drummer?
You'd have to grow your hair long and get a nipple ring or something like that.
Do I want to know why you're talking about nipple rings? Michael Gold said, approaching the table.
Don't get your hopes up. James wants one, not me. Michael Gold laughed.
Where's Gus?
James checked his watch. He lived by it. Gus didn't wear one at all. It drove him crazy. As if her husband had invoked her, Augusta Hart rushed through the door of the Chinese restaurant.
God, I'm late. You cannot imagine the day I've had.
Gus was a professional waiter, not the kind who carried food to tables, but the one who sacrificed time so that someone else would not have to.
So I'm the next one in line at the motor vehicles division, you know, just in front of that little window, and the clerk, swear to God,